The FCC enforcement log is copyright 2002 Rain, all rights reserved. The Federal Communications Commission is solely responsible for its content.
Good morning, Hat. This is Daryl Duckworth with the Federal Communications Commission. It's the 20th of February, 2007, and this is the Amateur Radio Enforcement Log. In an action by the Wireless Telecommunications Bureau, Amateur Radio Service Club Station call sign K4WCF reverts to West Central Florida Group with the trustee as Dave Ambrust, AE4MR. Previous changes in trustee were not authorized by the board's knowledge or approval. An advisory notice went to Walter Moynihan of Discount Electronics in Callahan, Florida, as hunters in the area have been buying 2-meter transceivers and have been told that a license is not needed. The case involving a complaint filed on WB9BCL, Gordon School of Crete, Illinois, has been closed as his response has been found acceptable. KC0UWS, Brandon Duke of Longmont, Colorado, has received a warning notice for unlicensed radio operation on frequencies in the 10 and 20 meter bands not authorized by a technician class license. This is the last written warning he will receive. Continued rule violations, including use of the Boulder Amateur Radio Club repeaters or any repeaters on which he has been requested to refrain from operation, will result in enforcement action against his license. Warning notices for failure to respond to commission correspondence went to Gregory Butler, KI4OQP of Louisville, Kentucky, and John Jeffael, K6OJ of Mountain View, California. Inquiries and follow-ups concerning harmful interference from power line hardware to amateurs went to 4 utility companies. They are Grayson Collins Electric Cooperative of Van Alstyne, Texas for interference in Melissa, Texas, Fannin County Electric Cooperative of Bonham, Texas for interference in Windham, Texas, Energy Services of Brookhaven, Mississippi for interference in Natchez, Mississippi, and Tri-County Electric Cooperative of Azle, Texas for interference in Weatherford, Texas. And finally, a resident of Bethany, Oklahoma has been asked about interference to an amateur from what may be a non-certified high-powered portable telephone operating on 48.84 megahertz. That's the Amateur Radio Enforcement Log for the 20th of February, 2007. This has been Daryl Duckworth, NN0W.